you're here, right? Jason recently finished an MFA, well, in 2000, Jason finished an MFA in poetry at Bowling Green State University, and he's a quite prolific author and editor of hypermedia poetry, so prolific that when I went back to his site to show the poems that I'd showed my students last semester to my students this semester, that the new interface had appeared and was completely incomprehensible to me, so I could no longer find the same poems and ended up showing completely different work. But I think you've probably produced, what, 20, 30 different poems in the last couple of days. He also just got some very good news.
Wait, don't say that.
Don't say that?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay. He might be in Australia hanging out with Komnenos Zervos next year. Maybe, but we don't know
Maybe.
For sure.
Probably not.
And I guess you're, I also heard, sort of along with the archiving theme of the conference, I heard, while people were drinking wine over there, I heard him talking to another one of the authors and saying, I didn't really, you know, like that interface, so I think I'm just going to throw it away. Anyway, he's very interested in interfaces and poetics, language poetry, the disposability of our language, and the, I don't know, he's going to show us something new.
Actually, the very beginning piece of this I just made today while I was sort of lurking in the back corner. And this project is real, I know you guys are tired, so I'll try to be fast. But this project is based on a book I found in an old warehouse in Wellington, Kansas, where my grandparents have a farm. It used to be where they housed people that died during that 1918-1919 pandemic, you know, that killed so many hundreds of thousands of millions of people across the world, which I guess we're eagerly awaiting soon from SARS. And so I found this book, and this book is by an inventor who lived at the turn of the century. She didn't have a name, although you could tell the gender by the writing. And she made, I mean, all it is just diaries and odd drawings, bits and pieces of inventions. Nothing ever seemed to work for her, but she would try to invent things like a machine that stitches water, or a machine that changes gravity into color. And this is my attempt to sort of recreate some of her inventions through more or less flash work or hypermedia work. By the way, this first piece has a lot of your voices in it. I was recording people's voices as they talk today, and then I sort of cut and pasted them back together. So I'll make sure I get a copyright form signed by everyone here to make sure it's okay if I use it. All right. This is this interface that he talked about that I'm actually going to destroy this weekend. Because I don't know why, I'm just not sure if I'm happy with it. I kind of like this, like when I think of hypermedia poetry, I think of each piece sort of being contained to the page. So, and I also like this idea of trying to get at three-dimensional space. And so I had everything that I was going to read for this conference organized on here. So you can click on these little buttons and it'll take you into it. And then each of these sections, and I have each of these different things on here, are organized around these, so I can go, let's see what this one is. Whoa, come on. It's really disorienting, isn't it? It takes a little while to get used to. Come on, there we go. Thank you.
see if we can go backwards a bit.
Is that a page from her diary?
There were different sections from her diary. Like, I tried to, each of these interfaces is really quite different, just as each of the sections that she seemed to be organizing her diary was quite different. And so those were just either inspired by or actually just direct text from the diary. Perhaps we should go here. Which one is this? Oh, this is four. Four is fine. Come on, four. There we go. Here. What about you up there? Now, since I did just create this in the last days, you have to bear with me a little bit. I'm trying to find my way. Oh, this is an interesting, odd piece. Come on. This piece is, you all will recognize. Shall we have? Let's go backwards. Come on, go back. There we go. What are you? Oh, yes. This is another piece. I think it's nice, but this one is, again, this has, all of these are all centered around this woman's diary and her notes that I found. This is nice just because it pulls in SWF files into the flash file, so you don't have to worry about loading or anything. It just pulls it directly into it and keeps it slower. Encourage clothes, burned by hubs, clear the bushes, sculpted bushes. And these things, you have to almost catch them because they'll leave you. This switch jumps the curb, caustic and holy stomach full. Either side of the I'm not going to be able to catch these things long enough. Either side of this, forget it. It's there. Eventually you get it after you can catch them for long enough. Let's see if that one and then this one. These tend to be more cooperative. Suspicion grows out in ordinary, marked into the distal end, themselves coiled. Okay, forget it. There were... Okay, this one has additional links, but as you can see, it's a little bit tricky to get to. I'll show you a couple more. What's this one here? This is just really simple. Thank you.
see if I can find one more for you. I think we've done seven, but we should look anyway. I feel it coming, yes. There's one more in here that I'll see if I can find. I guess this comes at the nature sort of all these things too, you know, this sense of an interface being something that's... No, it's just a poem text. I don't think that actually takes me to a link. I think I've forgotten where I am. Ah, wait. Perhaps you. Six, yeah. This is probably the... Overall, the project is supposed to be about 20 pieces, and eventually I just want to actually scan all her pages and her diary, and actually have a separate web page for that, so this would be my interpretation of it, and then it would have a companion site with just the actual text pieces put in there. But, alas, that is all I will show you. Thank you. Where's the trash?